Blog Talk Radio.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright lights, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow gas and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes to move a 7. Pure snow, bag it then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm an undercover liar, I lie under the covers. Look a bitch in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love it. You're my inspiration, you're my motivation. You're the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
They say this is a big rich town, yeah. I just come from the poorest part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
Oh,
yeah, I just happen to come up hard. Illegal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I gotta hustle through the hustle and bustle, I make a move. Maneuver around the rats and wolves, I'm from the school. A hard knock, shots pop, bodies drop. Graveyard, pick a plot, cause niggas want your spot. I'm tryna stack shit, then I go legit. Hollow tip, stuff them in the clip, kick niggas trip. My cocaine endeavors, give me corporate ties. I'm supposed to lose, watch me win against the odds. All I got is my word balls and my instinct. I'm trying to make it, we already made it, my friends think. We already on top, I got a bigger plan. No more controlled substances or hand to hand. White collar visions, game changing mission. Big risk, big wins, equal bigger living. Perfect position, watch me transition. From caterpillar to butterfly in the sky.
This is a big rich town. Yeah, I just come from the poet's part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it, this is when it goes down. Yeah, I just happen to come up hard. Illegal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
Yeah. It's like shit.
Yeah.
It's like shit. It's like,
bump the fuck out, son. For real. See, to live, it's to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging niggas when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but though I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first thing? Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only motherfucker I'd head off in my last. Just another little nigga headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
That ain't the half, shit gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder, heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I dared a nigga to touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared a nigga that much. One deep with the pitch, starting shit for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. Ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some coke, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut, or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Shit like this kept a nigga with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm fucking it up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Niggas talking shit like, damn, look how that got him. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself, that could've been yo. Ass on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40, so I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake niggas jump back on my dick again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my niggas that kept it real. Kept a nigga strong, kept a nigga from doing wrong. Niggas know who they is, and this is your fucking song. And to my boo, who stuck with a nigga do? All the bullshit, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
This is real niggas.
Can't get up.
Can't get up. Don't get it twisted. come from her. So you left me only to find that hurt and pain involves her. But now you see your mistakes. And now you see your angel was a fake. But my love was never misplaced. Hey baby, my love is true. And most importantly, still I love you.
You can make it. shake you to Xanadu.
Good evening. I am here co-hosting in King and Queen's Quarter with King Atterbury. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm feeling marvelous. It's a great
Marvelous. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to get my English on when I am marvelous.
Marvelous. Okay. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, I am co-hosting. I am the Perla Negra, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Link on. You got yours on?
I'm rocking the Jade today. What?
Oh, wow. Which Jade? What color Jade?
The green band that I call it. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Shout out to Larry Maddox.
Oh, yeah. I never take my Jade off, y'all. Oh, man. I got so much history with Jade, I ain't even gonna start. But the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. And I gotta give a big, big shout-out to a person that is a very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Broadlink, these beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of. And I'll tell you where to acquire them in just a second. But I got to tell you who I'm talking about. His name is Dr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Yeah. Baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry on Amazon and at Facebook. What is it? BroadlinkBRawAtFacebook.com. And guess what? If you can't get them over there, come over here and holler at anybody at Epiphany. And we'll make sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful, precious gemstones and precious metals and even some beautiful healing wood. And all of them have healing properties and really, really great energy. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed with what you get because each piece is unique to you and your energy. And you'll love them. Yeah, know what,
right.
King? I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling all right. I got a nap.
Me too.
I'm good. You ain't got to chase a 1-year-old around, though, man. I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's true.
He's becoming a dinosaur up in New York because his little boy is just everywhere. Oh my goodness!
Got the boy
now he got those little
right there.
Toys. Yeah, he got them toys that you can push around and oh man, but don't even get me started. What's the show about tonight?
Yo, you know, excuse me, we already in that supermoon energy. The active energy is Wednesday, but it's a supermoon, so that energy already come through at an earlier phase. So how do you write when the energy is high? That's what it's all about, that supermoon energy. And it's a blue moon, so that's what makes it even more of a difference. Emotions, feelings, everything. Thoughts going everywhere. Ugh.
Wow.
Walk right through that motherfucker. That's what I say.
I know
take a hold of it. Utilize it.
You got it.
Because it's beautiful energy anyway. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you got to keep moving forward. Don't get stuck. And if you find yourself getting stuck, don't become stagnant. Move. Everything is vibrating. Everything. Even if we think it's not, like it could be a wooden chair. Wood vibrates. Metal vibrates. Yeah. Everything is on a vibrational frequency. It's on their own frequency, but it's vibrating. Everything is moving. So keep moving. Don't get stuck, man. You ain't gonna like it there. I promise you that.
Yeah. And a lot of people they get scared of the full moon because they're like, oh, that's some crazy people out here. You can't think like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a creative minded person, utilize that energy and create substance. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. You know, everything living is energy. You know what I mean? So don't just think old people are crazy. Don't think crazy people are crazy. We all got a little bit of crazy. But get creatively crazy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Two days before touchdown. You know what I mean?
All right. It's all right. You know, that's where the word lunatic comes from the moon, right? Because it does affect people. It affects their energy, and some people can't handle the kind of frequency that they lock into. But it kind of makes them a little out of their head. You know?
Uh-huh.
That's where they got the word lunatic from, because it's associated with the energy from the moon. Yeah, yeah.
Look, I sometimes say embrace that mug, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know how to embrace my lunatic side.
become a lyrical lunatic. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Absolutely. Absolutely. Man. But I am ready to get into some power train.
Hey, let's get it moving. Let's get the train out the station.
Right, how we doing this tonight? You know, it's always your call.
It's on you.
All right. So, this is called. Thank you. This is called I Am My Love Language.
My goodness.
Thank you. I am my love language. So I don't require much because love is simplistic. And the presence of me is what love brings. Don't get no simpler than me. So my standards absolutely meet my love language because everything I do is out of love. To pinpoint and emphasize on a few. Touch. To touch is to communicate. So whenever I touch you, it will always be a private discussion. To inspire and uplift. When I talk, a softened voice is always speaking to the king in you. Poetry and the sound of song. Well, I am an artist, and I create through the creative of vibrational sound and frequency, and we must be in tune. To kiss. I love a lip lock. My gentle, undeniably passionate kisses, I'll place them anywhere, anytime, and any place. I don't care who's around. Sex. I don't just have sex, I fuck. I make love through body worship. And we can do it anywhere. Because it goes beyond the physical for me, and I'll take you on a journey of spirituality right into the 5D where you didn't even know that you played with me. Attention and attentiveness. Listening is an absolute standard because I want to learn what it is that makes the wild in your soul dance. Giving. I'm a gifter as well, and it's for just because I'm always thinking of you. Besides, I love to serve and service you. Your eyes, the way you look at me is the highest standard I'll hold you to, because it is where I'll forever see our story being written and what chapters I'm held in being told. Most importantly, the way that you look at me lets me know that I'm the one that you're drawn to, and that's their piece.
Oh, man. Here we go with you. Hey, beautiful piece, though.
Thank you. You're starting off
the right way. That was dope. I like that. I really do.
Oh,
all that. You got a way of presenting it out there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, King, enough about me.
Yes.
What did you bring? Because you always got something in the chamber ready to blow us away.
All right. I have something right here. Excuse me. All right, this piece
the
is
mic
on
is
title.
Yours.
All right, thank you. This that supermoon in August activation control. Compass your route, choose a path on a road. Stories unfold, truth told, meet goals, no expectation. Heal mental lacerations before your thoughts start racing. Memories attached, cut it loose from your mind. Make prayers to the divine and find a mountain to climb. Affirmations like brand new day and brand new feeling can open up the conscious ceiling of your physical dealing. With the hurt and confusion, conflicted emotions within, it's not a message I send, it's a memo to begin. Jumpstart your engine, feel the essence of a presence. Walk inside the present, leave the past outside of reverence. Ex-corner boy, now stand on subject and content. Whatever don't make sense, I manipulate the evidence. Finally, my day off, now I'm headed to meet her. Husband somewhere else, I am her secret lover. Special friend named Atterbury, that's my name. When we are together, nothing strange, I am her twin flame. Under the supermoon, manifesting all of our dreams, my eyes keep us smiling through a mist all clean. Many other women I'm involved with start starving. Appetite so steady that when I'm ready, I'm out parking. Vehicle same color as eggshells, much higher. Roll like four tires without having cross wires. Nicknamed Joito, labeled in a context. She holding on my energy as a beautiful artifact. Okay.
Talk about me, yo, damn, man, sound like you just, you know, you just, the beast in you, it comes out, your tone and your flow doesn't change, but your words are, man, how can I say, it's like, your words, they're so direct, and I get what you be saying, I'm like, well, man, damn, did he just say that shit, okay. All right, because I could have swore I heard you say the word carnivore. I don't know. Did I hear right?
Artifact.
Oh, artifact. Okay, my bad.
Yeah,
even still, your words are really, really deep. They're dope, but they are so straight up, you know. And you use metaphors, too. But, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't even know. I just write. Thank you. I appreciate it, though.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Tell me something. When you are writing, do you contemplate on a line that you're going to use or a stanza, or do you just go ahead and write and just read it later?
No, I just write it. Sometimes I don't even read it again. I just be like, okay. I just get it out the window.
I wish I could
like that's
that,
how. I feel like sometimes if that's the way spirit is leading me, you meant what you said. You know what I mean? So I just like, okay.
All right. That's what's up. I'm ready for some more poetry. And we got a call up in here. I've been waiting. This is just somebody that always comes by and supports, among others. But this one, he always raises his hand because he always got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we going better, man. We got us a C-34 music, y'all. Hey, C-34, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
C-Dub,
you muted? Okay, well, he does have his hand up, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to mute him. I'm going to put him back in the queue, and we can come back to him. How about that?
Yeah. That's what's up.
All right. I'm getting ready to put you in a position of, wait a minute. Got to pay the bills. Be right back.
Radio. Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, as you just heard in that snippet. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. All right, King, I'm going to put you in the position of El Maestro, and you can give us a song. That way I can find another.
Yeah. All right, we going to go into some Farmer.
Team of MVP, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah, you're looking fine.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah.
With a groove, roll about 8 feet. Now what's my next move? Wait until nightfall so I can enjoy. System pumped by 4G, running like a convoy. Roll to the top, kind of crowded, what a scene. Pulling up with Jodeci, blasting up for 15.
Don't
my ride, girl, see my gear. And notice my grill, here comes pointing and staring. On the left of me, smooth as flipping. Tricky and my wedding on the dance floor ripping. Bitches with a cutie, the key, I'm trying to find him. Tim is in the front, and Mobetta's right behind him. And me, I'm just laying on the prowl. God say what's up as the girls cry out. Grab the man, I think she's trying to play him. My only thought was to step to the AM, cause I came to have a good time. And at the end of the night, no doubt, I'm gonna get mine. Cause I don't have to raise my voice to be seen. I maintain, if you know what I mean. Understand I'm not conceited. Father's just mellow, I'm a smooth dog. Romeo.
Everything,
I clamp to the right, oh who do we have here? Puppet team getting ready, what the hell? I can hit the uptown with some fun straight around. Conversating with his boys as they cut the bar straight through the crowd. It's time to get charged, it's kind of mellow. So I leap to the sister where the soul's rolling 5 deep. Mark Curry, a sergeant and LQ, doing the wild thing, cause the soul is true. And every time I see bodies getting big, girls are getting wild, so the father's going for his. And every time I hear the music, something's up, and all the girls getting bumped right in your rump. Everybody who feel the mood is right, get on the dance floor.
Come on, baby.
Maestro, all right, coming with them tunes always.
Let's see if we can.
let's open up C Double's mic and see if he's ready. If he's even here. C Double is with us.
Am I in here or what?
Okay. All right. We're hearing you now. We're hearing you now. Welcome to
the Quarters. I bet James Evans look, you know, like when he gets the belt and stuff. What the hell is going on?
Okay. We got one issue. I don't know if it's just on my end or if everybody is, but you're sounding really robotic right now and distorted.
Yeah. I hear it too.
What it is. Maybe it's just on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt.
All right, I ain't moving no more.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Whew, glad you up in here. I thought we was going to miss you for the night, man. Got so used to you being up in here and giving us your puppetry. Yeah.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah.
So how are you both?
I'm good, actually. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Anything wavy, yo. You know what I mean?
Okay. Excellent.
That was, so, King, you want to let them know what tonight is about?
Yeah, no doubt. Supermoon energy. How do you write when the energy is high?
Really, I don't pay attention to it unless it's a wobbly crack or some woman's behind, but, you know, that's another story for another day. My poetry isn't based on moon. It ain't based on sun. It's just based on what comes into my spirit, and that's basically how it goes. So if a full moon is out, I'm not paying any dollars in the G-string.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much to both of you. This piece is called A Potpourri of Problems. I know at this time I'm not supposed to touch my face with my hands. But I've watched them religiously. They're not sanitized or chemically enhanced. I follow the rules of social distancing to where even the crickets say it's super far. My appendages have formed this mask to hide this country's scars. Online delivery consists of taking the hidden figures. Don't know of their intentions because we used to do face-to-face business. So how do I deal with invisible principalities if it comes to whether they're ripping me off? While I'm quarantined in this Rubik's Cube, being puzzled by fear and misery, I've been draped with flowers and buried in underneath like it's my funeral. This pollen has got me coughing up a lung, and people look at me like I'm a foolish soul. I don't have a fever or diarrhea or fatigue symptoms, yet they act like the police. They sting as they say, don't stand so close to me. Quarantine working from home is my wife, which can be challenging. Things I used to do now is an Omaha audible like Peyton Manning. The freedom I was used to is now changed and I can't be me. As I tread through the pathogens of Walmart apocalypse, aftermath, stocks crash, and it's a mad, mad world. Can't find disinfectants or detergents or toilet paper once again, but I'm determined. I'm a poet, so my mentality says do some research, friends. Before this National Guard tank comes in front of my door, causing me to pause and think, maybe I deserve this emergency. Televangelists closing their church buildings, going online, taking members' earnings from out their purse strings. False prophets owning properties while carving meat, devouring all of the starving feet with ferocity. Congrats to Congress, who stay obnoxiously arguing. But this is just the start of the anarchist comedy. See more in 2020, something here. I got you binoculars as we operate in something on this planet that was planned. How do we know when it's coming back again? Is it because 6, 3, 6 is the patent number? And the conflict of interest is because someone paid the health department $500 million. Why are young people not even in their prime falling down and collapsing? Will we fall for this again, masquerading behind face Pampers as the contamination blasts in the air, yet there's not one dead animal? Didn't God say he got you even more than them? I better stop asking questions or this message might get canceled. That's that piece.
You already know. Go ahead, King.
Hey, that was a raisin in the sun, bro. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Dope piece, man. You know what I mean? You always come with it. You always bring it.
Thank you very much.
Pushing them off of you, them higher ups off. I know they be like, "Can you say again?" That's all right. Be watching.
Yeah, they're gonna be waiting for you, man.
Hey,
<It's so
laughs> I'm like Bernie Mac. Y'all don't understand. I ain't scared of you.
I know that's right.
All right, I hear you.
That was really, really dope. And as always, wait a minute, what was that last line again? You said you what?
I said I better stop asking questions or this message might get canceled.
Yeah. And that's a real thing. That's not something that you just pulling out the air. People get canceled for asking questions that lead to the truth. They do. You got to be so careful about what you say, messing with the algorithm and the rules that break the rules and all that mess. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Thanks.
Yeah. They don't want facts. They want freaking lies. You know, all that denial and stuff. That's what they want. That was a dope piece, though. See, that was always.
Thank you. You know they know where I'm at. I'm not even worried.
They got your location. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just spell my name right. It's Clarence, not Clearance. Okay? I have to kick somebody's ass about that.
Please tell me nobody called you Clearance. Please tell me they didn't spell it that way.
I'm not for sale. I'm not a prostitute. No, this ain't Richard Gere. I'm not Puff.
You ready, Mace?
I love the people so bad. Thank you once again for coming through, CW. You always do. You always do and always bring us this amazing poetry. So I'm going
Thank
to...
Thank you very much
I'm
for having
going
me.
To escort you. You're welcome. I'm going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. And our bartender is over there. Well, I don't have a mixologist anymore. She kind of... That's a long story. I'm going to leave that one alone. I ain't even going to mention no
name. Yeah, I know
names.
About that. Okay, so what happened was, here's a question before I go. Why the hell do we care about Marjorie cheating on Steve Harvey?
Nobody care about that shit. I don't even follow that mess. I hear it from y'all and once in a while. Nobody care about that man with his Lee press-on mustache. Ain't nobody thinking about him.
Him yelling at the barbecue when he got a microphone on his lapel. I'm like, dang.
So.
Escort me, La Perla Negra, please.
My pleasure. All right, the doubles again. One love, one
Indeed,
mic.
Brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one love, one mic to the both of you.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yo, Ken, we got some callers up in here. I have to let you guys know that I do not recognize your numbers because I don't have my log with me. I usually have your names written down, but so please forgive me if I just, you know, announce you by your phone number. Okay, your area code. So we got up here the next artist on the mic. We have area code 571. Who do we have on the mic?
What up? No other than Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Hey, Miss Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Peace, man.
Ah, we in here talking about, what are we talking about, King?
Super moon energy. How do you write the energy, when the energy is high, bro?
Yes. Yeah, I always gotta keep the energy high. You know, that's when your name is called, when you requested to do a poem, you gotta be ready. Like it's your last poem.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Cool. I like that. I'm gonna steal that part right there, okay, Otto? If you don't mind. I'm gonna put that in one of my pieces. I like that. I like that.
You know, I don't know. As long as you, all I ask, if you got, you got some Moscato. You know,
oh, here you go.
Just
you go.
Yeah, just give me a little drink. We cool.
We got a lounge over there. Ain't no.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna tear it up. Somebody gonna call an Uber for me.
Oh, see. Yeah. I'll call you an Uber. I will call you an Uber. Okay.
Thank goodness I ain't driving the truck
driving.
Right now. Thank God I'm not driving the truck for right now.
I hear that.
I'd be in trouble.
Yes, you would. But you know what else will get you in trouble? Huh?
Well, I love trouble. What?
Not this kind of trouble. If you don't get to doing a piece, you're going to be in some real trouble.
Ooh, this sound kind of, sound like I might get spanking.
Oh, Lord, I'm thinking nobody. I know what I am going to do. I'm going back out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Bear with me. This is a freestyle called Trafficking Express. I'm just going to freestyle it. Once upon a town, she said, she is calling her parents. Want to know where she is right at this minute. There's somebody watching her from here to there to like everywhere, but I am not about to leave this child. I have a seed of a father, even though I'm not one. I will protect a child. I see you with your eyes moving, and you act like you want to be closer and closer, and you looking over your shoulder. There I am, a protector of many children. Truckers against trafficking, this trafficking express, and I'm not going to sell for less. You see, there are things that I must address. And every time when I think of children, more protection to invest. I see these people, they're so sick. Their minds espouse evil, fiery. What they have required, but what I am inspired to take over. See, we as men, we as women, protect these children. Don't you know that we live in a peaceful vision? And more trying to go ahead and sell them as a slave, but see my revolution is ready to invade everything that I see that had just have been displayed. Now, I'm not going to back down because there's a child talking to me. And I see you on each corner. I see you like a vulture. Why don't you take a child? Go ahead and do like the Trafficking Express. What makes somebody that sick? What makes somebody not honorable? But see, while you're not honorable, I have to be responsible. I have to be powerful. I can't let a child be in these chains. For my mind must and will explain I am the world that go ahead to lead the freedom train. I'm not going to let you take this child. You will have to take me out. I live by what God is all about. I live for the vision of the children of the corn, when you've been warned, the storm is coming. Performing, me, like me and other men, we have begun. We have not let you take this child off in the cell. We will prevail, and you will go to hell, and we will put an end to the Trafficking Express. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the local engine, 10 gears in my limb, pipe and dry.
Yo.
Oh. Laying it out there, man.
Yes, last night, there was a child, I was at the bus stop, and there was a child, a Hispanic child with me. I stayed there a long time. I waited for the bus to come. But I was at a bus stop that was a bit mine, and there was somebody in a car, white cargo van. First, he was there where people pick up people in the middle. Then he decided to go in the corner so he could have a view of the child. I already see, game, recognized game. And then he goes into the parking lot, like the Kiss and Ride parking lot, for a better view of the child. I see what's going on. She's not paying attention, but I am. I see what's going on. What he's like waiting for me to leave, and he looked like a foreigner. Maybe Spanish themselves try to talk her in, talk bait, and try to go ahead and kidnap her. I was not going to have it. One thing about truckers against trafficking, I'm all for it. As a truck driver, I'm always watching everything, keeping my eyes moving. And I think that all kids should have curfews. She called her parents at least about four times, and it's like this. I don't give a damn what the hell you doing. There's no reason, where in hell, that you allow your child to be on a late night when people are kidnapping children, and you cannot be naive like this is not going on. I'm watching it for myself, and I not leave that child like she was my child. So there's nothing important for a child's safety. I don't care if you're having sex. There's no way in hell I could have sex if my child is out there alone, not protected. We can get busy, but my child got to be in the house before we make a continuation. So I'm like this. Parents, do not let your child on a late night anywhere. Make sure your child, wherever you, the hell you doing, you put that child, make sure that child is inside and they are away from harm's way. These people are sick. They will grab your child. I seen this dude parked three damn times. Nobody even once went in the van. Like I said, as a truck driver, I watch the road. So I have to pay attention to detail. There's no way in the hell you leave a child out there waiting to get picked up. She went on the bus. I watched her go on the bus. And then her parents called me and asked me, where was she? I said, she went on the bus. But how in the hell you let this child, even though she's about 14, 15, these people are sick. And they will kidnap children. Can't be naive. Can't be naive.
That's right. That's
cannot
right.
be naive.
You're right.
Yeah.
They are sick, and we have to be very vigilant when it comes down to our children. I haven't seen anybody snatched, but I've seen the predators out there. And good thing we got Neighborhood Watch, because we report to one another about what we saw, and that gets canceled real quick when they riding around looking and trying to snatch. So I commend you for staying right there and keeping an eye on that girl. But Otto,
yeah,
I got to get you up out of here.
Cause yeah, I even called the police.
That's what's up.
My love. I hope somebody got some chicken wings and some hot chicken wings with some ranch dressing, and I need some drink. I'm tearing the bar up. You know, I'm coming out party. I'm going to be all drunk. Somebody better call me Uber or Lyft, please.
We got you. We got
the list is at the door.
All right, Otto, thank you. All right, one love,
one love,
one mic.
Catch up with you, bro. One love, one mic.
All right, that was Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Yo, we got the CEO of Epiphany coming up in here. Oh man, let me open up his microphone. Baby, baby. For real, though.
Shut up, baby.
What's
yo.
That? What's the queen?
Hello. Thank you. What's going on, kings and queens of the quarters? What's going on, four quarters for the quarters? Okay.
Hey,
man,
good.
We vibing
you
up here, man. What's good? Everything is all good, man. I'm listening to y'all. I want to salute my brother, Automatic Charismatic, for doing what he did, you know, protecting that child, man. That was a heartbreaking story, man.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm glad he did what he did. I'm glad he stuck around and he took notice, because a lot of people don't pay attention, or they just don't want to get involved. They don't care, so they just let shit happen. So I commend him for that. You know, we need more people like that around, paying attention for the innocent running around here, you know. Double busy all the time. How you doing tonight, for real?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just taking it easy, relaxing, listening to some poetry and some fine music, you know. Just really trying to, you know, stay on this chill. You know, I've got the night off. You know,
that's what's up.
Feels good. Yeah,
okay.
That's all it's about, you know?
That's a fact. Yeah, the night air is comfortable. We got the super moon now. Oh, man, yeah, it's time to just chill.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to make sure I set my gems outside for get some of that moonlight.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do that, too, you know. I don't set mine outside, but I'll set them in the windowsill or in a space where the moonlight is hitting. So that's
yeah.
Recharge them.
That's what's
absolutely.
Yeah. Any place where the light can reach it, you know, where the energies can reach it, it's good.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. Yes. That's what's up. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. King, what you want to tell him?
Super moon energy. How do you write when the energy
super
is high?
Oh, wow. Super moon energy. I think I'm going to sit up here in my underwears out there as well. I'm just saying, my underpants can use some super moon energy. I'm telling you, my whole life can use some super moon energy.
Yeah, that,
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm just saying.
I wasn't ready.
I'm just saying, they call them bloomers for a reason. You know.
Yeah,
every part.
Yeah, I'm just saying every part of me can use some of that super blue moon energy. Yes. I want to bathe in it. You know what I'm saying?
From here to toe, I need to bathe in it. You can dance under the moonlight.
I don't know. I might go out in the backyard buck naked a little bit like that.
You could do that.
For a little while.
You could definitely do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know I can do it. You don't live too far, you know. You're invited.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. You know,
they gonna call
bathe
the cops
in the blue moon.
I think Bubba gets out there naked.
Oh, no. They don't call the cops for that kind of stuff no more. You know, they ride to the city buck naked on bikes in Philadelphia.
You're right about that. You're right about that walk up and down Broad Street.
Yeah. Well, you know the parade is coming soon. The naked bike ride event that they have here in Philadelphia. I never understood it. I really don't. I don't get it, but it's coming up soon. They ride their bikes naked through the city, King.
Yeah.
You know, they say they have a good time.
Nah.
I couldn't do that because, you know, bike seats and testicles don't go together for real when you're naked.
I know that's right.
You better know what's right, bro. If you got testicles, you know what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing like your testicles caught up on your bike seat.
Oh.
I don't know about you ladies, but buck naked and testicles on the bike seat, ain't a thing to do. You know.
Well, you can't balance them right, one on one side, one on the other side.
Well,
you get caught
up. Nothing like getting your testicles caught up in betwixt. You know.
Okay.
I got to have some kind of cloth between my ass and the bike seat too. So I don't know. I just don't get the whole principle. You'll have to excuse me tonight, but you know, this moon is doing things to me.
It's all good. My niece participates in that. I'm not gonna tell
you who
she
don't.
Is, right? Yes, she do. I ain't gonna tell you who she is because you might put on blast. It's cute too.
Oh, Lord. I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, she does. Oh. But she paints her naked body, so it's not the flesh that you're seeing.
Okay.
It's the,
well,
it's
thank
the
goodness for that. I'm going to see. I'm interested in watching it now. I might go down there and see if I can spot her out because I know she's going to be the one with paint on herself.
Yeah, well, it's going to be several of them painted, but she's got – no, I can't describe her to you. But
go ahead,
if she sends
more,
me any
give more clue.
Pictures again, I'll share them with
I'm
you.
Going down there. I think I might go down there this year.
Oh,
I'm serious. You gave me a reason. You gave me a reason to.
She usually has green paint. Okay, and the boobs,
okay.
The top heavy runs in every female in my family.
Oh wow. I already know who she's going to be. I can see her now.
Excuse me. From the pearl paint.
Well,
no,
she's light-skinned. She's light-skinned.
Oh.
She's really, really. Yeah.
Oh, I already know who it is now.
Did you meet my niece already?
I met your niece.
Many?
Yes, I did.
Uh-oh.
I met her.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I'm going to yell out.
Don't you
I'm
going to
yell.
Oh, God. I'm going to get a phone call.
Yes, you is. I'm going to make sure I make it to that event.
Oh,
yeah.
Be like, Treasure, that's you?
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I'll at least cover my face up at least or some shit. These motherfuckers crazy. I'm serious. I'd have to have a mask on or something. I ain't just riding naked through the city.
All down through Center City and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. I promise you I'm good. Yeah.
Don't let me catch you on a bike naked. I'm trying to tell you.
Riding butt-ass naked.
Oh, yeah. That's too much. That's too much on a bike.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that because
me and
gravity will win against that bike. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, that kind of has to be such a kind of bike.
Oh, I'm just telling you. So, yeah. That's that piece.
What'd you bring up?
I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know how I get into these conversations with y'all when I call in here. You know, I don't know what y'all do.
You
know,
that energy, man, that energy.
It's
that's
the
what
energy.
It is, King. That's what it is.
The energy.
Lord Jesus.
People riding on bikes through the city of Philadelphia, walking down Broad Street with the doobies bouncing and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. You started this conversation. I know you got something.
Hey,
LaPrelle.
Yeah.
LaPrelle, this is 2 days before the actual date. Wait till Wednesday.
Oh, man,
Lord.
I'm feeling it already.
The actual
I'm feeling
date.
It already. Yeah, I feel that gravitational pull. But anyway, yeah, I do have some.
Okay.
I bought something old, Miss Pearly. I was lazy. I didn't feel like looking for stuff, you know. I bought something old called, this is titled Shadow.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Shadow. We each had a turn rolling the dice. We both took a chance at the forbidden. Lights out, candles lit in. Yet, nothing hidden. Her, draw four, reverse her. You know, uno, you know, connect four. Cross this board with my queen and take her king and checkmate her. We played the game until totally drained. Totally weakened until all the candles blew themselves out, until the sun came up again. We played. Yes, we played. Spinning the bottle after emptying it from the champagne. I poured her shadow something smooth to drink. Hers was an agony, constantly pleading to be touched again. Again. Repeatedly, while mine lay there entwined in her, tediously complying in kind, mine longed for the same. So the four of us, me, her, and our shadows, spent the evening body surfing across every wall, scented candles, light cascading its luminous, illuminating, sending shards of lust, tiny shimmering particles of us chasing, dancing from floor to ceiling, her shadow so alluring, sensual, tantalizing, in the shape of an hourglass, across love's walls she danced, moved by the candle's glow. We played with each other's shadow, filling each other's mouth with the dimness. Closed eyes, aided by the inner mind, only strengthened the visuals. She and my shadow did things only found in erotic dreams. Shit spoken in a poet's piece. The mic was hers. She hungered for it. So I allowed her to spit on it. The taste of her was a metaphor yet to be penned, inked. No, the taste of her has never been written about before. Her cadence, soft, rhythmic, moaned I for more. As the lips of my shadow kissed her and played twister with her shadow's front door. Opening it, closing it, opening it, closing it, knocking on it and slamming that shit until, moisture. She, her and her shadow lay spread eagle, worn from the tidal wave erupting from her inner core. She dropped the mic. Our shadows were now in a 68. So K, I'll finish doing her. Her shadow will simply owe me one. We played with each other's shadows. Under complete darkness, illuminated by the sight, by this slight glow as we played with each other's shadows. For real.
You know what? Go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
No, say that was hot. I love that piece, man.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
You know what? You always have this way of, you know what? I see when I hear you spit, I see, first off, I see a dimly lit room with a fireplace. I don't see the fire burning. I see the light from the flames, and I can hear the crackling of the wood. And I see you sitting in this antique, hand-carved, beautiful wooden chair, right? And you are sitting there with a glass of something to drink. Right, and whatever that drink is, it's almost the same color as the golden glow of the embers in the fire, and you are pulling out a book, and you're turning pages slowly, looking like you're concentrating real hard, and then you just stop, and you start to spit. And this is just what I see. When you
feel
sit
that.
Because it's such a real, it's such a great atmosphere. It's calm, it's serene, and I can even smell the wood burning. It's a light scent of the logs burning in the fire, and it's just beautiful. And you have an audience now. This is like it's an intimate setting. But it's so calm and so cool and serene, and everybody, it's like, it's so quiet in there. You can, all you hear is the crackling of the fire, and you're performing, but you're sitting down with your legs crossed, and it's just a classic scene. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I love it.
Thank you. That's a beautiful, that's a beautiful visual, and I can feel that, and it's great hearing that, because it's like, it lets me know that you felt the peace, you know, the way I wrote it. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to put it. I like that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Shut up, cat.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Getting on my nerves.
But man, that was an amazing piece. I'm telling you, this is just what I see whenever you spit, man. It's like we're just captivated and can't wait for you to do your next piece, to say your next line. You know? People are sitting down everywhere. You got some people sitting together on the floor, you know. And some people are sitting in chairs. Some people are just sitting by the wall. It's just a beautiful scenery, man. I'm telling you. That's what you bring to me. That's what I see.
That's a beautiful picture. I said I see the picture that you're painting. I feel that, and it's beautiful. And it makes me feel as though that's where I was. I can see that.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Ms. Darling.
You're welcome, darling. You're very, very well. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm doing the escorting tonight over to the Royale Lounge. Okay. So I'm going.
Yes, ma'am.
You would be so kind as to take my arm, and we can walk on over here to the lounge and grab something to drink. We can sit back, put our feet up, pick our socks. Baby.
Yeah.
Let me pay the bills again. We'll be right back.
This is Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen Quarter. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that one and join us. Woo! You ready for this next artist on the mic, Kang?
Yeah, bring through.
All right, we got ourselves area code 45. What is it? 469. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. This is MD Live.
Hey,
what's going on, bro?
welcome once again. Yes. I'm good, but I got to tell you something before we even get into your poetry or discussion about it. You know, I'm part of the Honey Drippers, okay? And last Tuesday, yo, that piece, yo, Mr. I'm not an erotic poet, I don't write erotic poetry, yo. That right there, it don't get no more erotic than that. Okay.
I've kind of gotten a couple of people who want to now listen to the show because they waiting on me to say something else.
Mm-hmm. I just bet they are.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know if you heard of a Phoenix play by Michael Bazin called The Maintenance Man. I took some cues from him and wrote a poem called The Maintenance Man that goes along with this. So I'll probably bring that to you next Tuesday.
Uh-oh. All right. That'll work. That'll absolutely work. But, King, you want to tell them what the discussion is tonight? What's this about?
Hey, brother. We rocking with that supermoon energy. How do you write when the energy is high?
You know, when the energy is high around me, negative or positive, I just take to that paper with my pen and just, I have no idea what I'm going to write. Once I put that first line down, it all comes to me. So it really don't matter if it's a super moon, a half moon, a quarter moon, whatever. I'm going to write what needs to be said.
Some people might not like it, but you're writing. That's all right. All right. You got to think about nobody else and how they're going to take it. However people receive your poetry, that ain't none of your business because you already put it out there. They can take it however they want.
Indeed.
It's been a couple of times, you know, where I posted something on Facebook, but I put a disclaimer behind it because I know it's some things that people don't want to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway.
That's right.
Freedom of speech.
Put them out, put it out there, and let them do whatever it is that they want to with it mentally, however they receive it. That's on them. People going to internalize regardless, you know? So it's all good.
And to my man earlier, looking out for that kid, hey, you did what God told you to do.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Me, you know what I'm saying? Me. I got 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
My kids may not pay attention to it, especially my 16-year-old who likes to try to go for walks at, late at night. I got Life 360 on their phone, so I know they at all times. And he don't even know it, but when he goes for that walk around that racetrack at school,
mm-hmm.
I'm somewhere posted and watching him.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, when you're a kid, you feel like it's intrusive, but it's about love and caring for them and protecting them. Yeah.
My son told me, he's like, Dad, I like to go for walks at night because it ain't that many people out, which means there's a smaller chance for somebody to snatch me up. I said, no, that's a greater chance for somebody to snatch you up because ain't nobody watching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You are so right. Yeah, absolutely right, man. These streets at night ain't no joke, no matter where you live, okay? It don't matter where you come from, where you live. It's not the place to be at night in them streets.
Hey, some of these streets, I don't even walk at night. I don't even drive through some of these streets at night.
I don't need to be out there no more at night. Cause I don't owe them streets nothing, and they don't owe me nothing. Okay? I paid my dues. Okay. So, but what we are interested in even more so right now is what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
All right. I saw something today that really bothered me, and so I was gonna write something, but then I was like, you know what, I've already got something addressing that issue. So this next piece, well, this piece I wrote through the eyes of a battered woman, mm-hmm. and it's called Fed Up, No More Pain.
The mic is yours.
Before I read this, in a little small poetry group that I'm in, I'm known as the king of the twist because I put a twist at the end of a lot of my poetry. You don't see it coming, but you'll get it at the end. So this piece is Fed Up, No More Pain. My dream turned into nightmares the first day you raised your fist. I struggled to be free, but you threatened to hunt me down and kill me. So I stayed. Frightened every day and wishing my nightmare would end. I've made report after report, but justice just wasn't for me. My days was covered in black and blues from the strikes I suffered because of you. As you deliver blow after blow, kick after kick, you even spit in my face and yelled I was a disgrace. You dehumanized me by every word you'd say. My nights was terrified, full of torture, hate, and so much pain. You tossed me up against the wall, you even broke my jaw. The more I screamed for you to stop, the more I heard my bones break and pop. Even when I was laid out, sprawled across the floor, you punched me in the head and say, stop faking before I give you some more. When I was asleep, I would still flinch because my dreams became my nightmares the first day you raised your fist. But now who's begging for mercy? I found my strength. I regained my self-worth. The next time you raise your fist, I might go to jail. But after these 10 motherfucking bullets, your ass is going straight to hell. In peace.
Woo!
True. I was just about to say that too. Like,
okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that kind of ending, but damn, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Oh yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I had started writing a bunch of domestic violence pieces because of my first book. Actually, I wrote the pieces before my first book. And it just hit me, and I just started writing domestic violence pieces.
Wow.
And it stuck with me, and a lot of people, like especially when I go to open mics and read them, a lot of times I get a standing no because people wasn't expecting for me to get up there and read those type of pieces.
Oh.
And they'd be like, damn, bro, a lot of people need to hear stuff like that, and maybe it'll open their eyes.
Oh, that's right, man.
Yeah. I lost some family members to domestic violence, and a couple of very, very close friends of mine to it. So.
Yeah.
I
witnessed my aunt when I was 7 years old. I witnessed my aunt get her jaw broke by her husband.
Oh.
And so I've never been able to unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her up when I was writing my first book. I called her up, and to this day, her first husband, I still call him my dad. So I called her up, and I asked her if she was still, you know anything about him, knowing where he was. She's like, yeah, I've talked to him, you know. And I said, okay, I'm writing this book. And I know what I saw, and I know what I lived through.
Mm-hmm.
Can I put it in the book? So I'm going to call him and ask him the same thing. And they both say, yes, that's your
okay.
truth. That's what you saw. That's what you lived.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to put it in the book. So
okay.
if you ever read my book, Domestic Differences, when it gets to that
mm-hmm.
part where the husband and wife is fighting, that was my true life.
Wow.
I saw it, I witnessed it, and like I said, I was 7 years old when it happened. I'm 47 now, and I can still close my eyes and see everything that happened. So people that's in those situations, they got kids, they kids see it, it doesn't go away. They don't grow out of it. They see it. I don't care
yeah.
how old they get. They can still see it because I know I do.
Your memory doesn't close that part off for some reason. You know, my sister was beat to death by a guy that she was dating, and he didn't want to let her go. And I hadn't seen her since before the night that she was killed. I dreamt about it and everything exactly the way it happened. And when I got in that courtroom and they posted those pictures of my sister's body and how he beat her face in, I'm getting ready to hit 54. And that was when I was 16 when we had to go to court for it. And I still remember, it's right there in my head right now. I can see her pummeled face. You know, and I remember one of my closest friends. My husband was out. He was alive back then. He was out one day, and he ran into one of her daughters, and she told him that the guy that she was seeing made her call them up. She had five children. And tell them goodbye and make them listen to him shoot her to death.
Oh.
This domestic violence thing, I will never understand it. How you think you can force somebody to be with you, and if not, you're just going to take their life. But it has to come to an end at some point, you know, because you never get past anything like that. You never really do.
Yep.
But I feel for
yeah.
you as a child to see something like that take place in front of you. I can't even imagine. And I was only 16 when that happened to my sister.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is. It's not.
There's not much people can say if they haven't lived that or seen it or been in any interaction with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have these therapists whose probably had a wonderful life, come across a child, even an adult, that expressed that they've lived in that type of environment, they lived in that type of situation. And I've heard this many a times. You're grown now. Get over it. There is
wow.
no getting over it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's something that, as a human being, there's something instilled of us from birth that says trauma is not going to go away. They give us medication for it, but the trauma is there. It's always going to be there.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. One thing that cannot be taken from you is your memories.
Yeah.
I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. Appreciate you coming through. You know, we get kind of spoiled with you doing this. You know, you continuing to come through and support us here, and, you know, and contribute. And it's greatly appreciated. Just have to let you know.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm not stopping. I'm calling just by the chance I get.
That's what's up, bro. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Right, MD Lodge, thank you very much. Come on and walk over here with me to the Royale Lounge so you can grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take the socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love.
Yo, I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan of his.
That domestic violence doesn't just destroy
that one particular person. It destroys the people that love and care about them, you know. And it's not easy to keep that at bay, you know, because it still hurts. Because it's like you feel helpless. You can't. It's like the last time I saw my sister. Before that night, I was kind of cold and towards her. And when I got that call that morning, my twin called me. And I knew what the call was about before he even said anything. And for years, I blamed myself for what happened to her that night because she wanted to come and hang out with me and my girlfriends, and I told her no. And that was the last time I heard or seen my sister, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm still not really past that, but I'm learning how to forgive myself, you know.
That's a hard pill to swallow, you know what I mean?
It is a very hard pill to swallow because she and I had a lot in common. But I'm not even going to get into that because that's going to be a real Debbie Downer about the family that I'm. And my best, the woman that was shot and killed, that was one of my best friends. We were like sisters. And we had a real, the last time I'd seen her, we had an actual fist fight. We was going at each other because of that guy that killed her. We got into a really bad argument, and it was just like the last thing I said to her. I'm not even going to say it, but I've been feeling some type of way for years behind that, you know. But I'm, like I said, I'm working on myself. I still got some shadow work to do on myself, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But,
we definitely want to keep going with all of that and all of us out there.
Absolutely. I want to let people know that you are not alone. Reach out and ask for some help. Get some help because you don't have to deal with that bullshit. You really don't.
That's right.
Those situations, staying in those situations, they never turn out good. They never turn out good. So y'all please reach out. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, people that you know that you can trust that will help you, okay? Even if it's just a stranger, reach out to people and get some help. Don't suffer in silence like that, and then we can't help you. All right. Whew. All right. I'm coming back to myself. See, this moon got me emotional. You know, I was emotional last night, and earlier this morning I was emotional. This that moon doing it to me, because I'm a pretty cool character, you know.
It's a blue moon.
Yeah, me feeling the blue.
Yeah, the activation point is already hit with the actual faction was Wednesday. But, you know, when it's super moon, it comes, that energy comes in way before them 3 days. Longer than that. Like a week. So it's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I pick up on that energy.
Yeah, I've been sitting in stillness all night because it's too much going on out there. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to just cover myself all night.
I hear you.
Look, I know you got another poem under the belt.
Oh, I absolutely do. It's a little something. I wrote this a good while ago, but I'll give it to y'all. If you're ready.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This is called Dear Future Husband. Dear future husband, I don't just remind you that I'll always see the beauty within. I love, nurture, and soothe the beast within as well. And I don't want you to be alarmed that everything you seek is home right between my arms. I'm the chief cornerstone, so you have my respect. And I'll always speak to the king in you. I come to you as a blank canvas, because I want you to work, draw, design, and create on me so that I can learn the intricacies of all that you want and need. And it don't get no better than creativity of fresh design hidden in the mind on an untouched canvas awaiting. But dear future husband, every night I pray with you and for you. I missed you most days, so there have been times I've been emotional and even cried for you. I walk with you, and love our conversations. Because even when they're about nothing, you still think I'm funny. And I'm comfortable with me, but never want to be exempt from you. So I'll always entertain the thought of us and always come to expect you. I get excited all throughout my day knowing you're on your way. I don't know your name or even what you look like, but I know that I love you and that you love, cherish, and protect all that I am and that I'm just your type. Because the same angels that watch over you whisper it to me in my dreams every night. So I just wanted to say, though we are yet to meet and bond this love perfect and true, dear future husband, I haven't seen you, but my soul knows you. That's that piece.
Oh, man. Snaps and claps.
Thank you.
Beautiful piece or not.
Thank you. Did you spin your revolver? Because I know you got something else in the chamber. I know you do.
Yeah, this is an older piece and all that, but I'm going to drop it off, though. This is called Under the Supermoon.
The mic is yours.
Oh, all right, thank you. Gave her audible poetry, live on the phone call. Voice sound majestic to her ears outside of walls. Brother to the afternoon and evening treating. This magnitude of greeting is how the God be speaking. Verses from a catalog collectively acquired. My nickname is King and also Lord. She call me Sire. She doesn't listen to the liars, the killers of character. No wonder I am a carpenter of words, her Jesus matter. We pray together, also meditate on one another. They can't block connections. We're too solid with the color. Bunch of brown babies born, brought behind benevolence.
Black Lightning joined the new Titans, changing up his residence. Abilities the same on change is the range of thought. Don't get lost in my passion of thoughts is intercourse. That's that piece.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Back up, back up, back up. Cal, you got to give me that last line again.
Don't get lost in my passion of thoughts is intercourse.
Wow. Wow. How you going to tell somebody not to get lost in that? When you spit like you do. You know, this poetry of ours is so much, in it is definitely oral sex. Yo, that is what's up. Yes, I love that piece, man. That was so dope.
Can go back into another round. I mean,
absolutely.
I know you're waiting on Diva.
Let me see. Give me. Why don't you throw a song up there? Well, no, we ain't got really no time. Let me see. Hold on. All right, I got a very short piece here that I can do. And then I'll hand the mic back over to you. And this is super, super short. But I think it makes a strong point. If I can get my cat to shut up, I'll throw some water at it. Shut up. All right, this is called His Regret.
All right, the mic is yours.
He said he longs for those days of beautiful simplicity, of when he lay next to her, watching the breath of her silhouette change the atmosphere into peace of mind. Just the fall of her hair across her shoulder when she turns over is his visual therapy. He traces every line of her face as she slumbers comfortably and deep, praying for no disturbance in her, asking the Lord to forgive his candor when he said he'd fight the air around her just for her to continue to sleep. Such a rarity isn't afforded him, because he chose money over her, and that's that piece.
You said it was short, too. Short, nice, and sweet. That's lovely.
Thank you. So, yeah, we're coming up on 11 o'clock hours. Okay, what did you bring for us to listen to again? Because I know you got another one in the chain.
All right, this is a piece I was working on. I ain't finished it, but I'm going to spit it, though. It's called Before I Knew.
Is yours. All right, the mic is yours.
All right. Send it across whatever, whenever, if I discover. Caught that which hovered, beautiful butterfly lover. She is unique in her physique, unique as I peeped. Landing inside the palm of my hands, lowered my speech. It's me as I spoke in my spiritual language of God. Illuminating to the sight of the God, making a mark. Aha, here we are in this situation together. As I touch your lovely wings, enjoy this wonderful letter. So easy on the eyes as the vibrations rise high. There's a message from the sky. Am I the reason why? Pray for all choices through voices, angelic hearing, allowing this great feeling to crisscross my bearings. And that's the piece.
Wow. I don't know why I get stuck on the last line in your pieces, because everything that you said is right there in that last line. It's the whole piece. And it's decent. Very decent.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay. Oh, I got one more piece if I can squeeze it up in here for y'all. This is untitled. Someone tried to sweep away all my stardust. That tenacious bright trail of light that I purposely set out for those that feel lost in their dark. For those that can't see what to reach for when trying to desperately find a way out. For those who want to know that they still, that they do matter. and they have purpose. For those who just want some kindness and love, my stardust is a permanent imprint on the soul. It's good medicine for the spiritual immune system, because my stardust is tied to love. Love that awakens that which lay dry, dormant, and left in ruins. Love giving that necessary boost that inspires to continue. Love that feeds and fills what's empty. You just can't sweep away love. So for those of you who still feel lost, take a deep breath, exhale, close your eyes, hold your head up, then look inside and find that happy space. There is your way, and I am here, you see. Just as the precious air and water is essentially necessary, the essence of my poetry is me. The gentle construct of every cell in my body and the unremovable memories from life being my learning tree. It is the beginning energy of my spirit that is this soul embodied. I am the essence of my poetry and all that be me. Masterpiece.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, I got this piece right here. It's called Believe and Receive.
Mic is yours.
Stars illuminated from what the galaxy created. Lights of life amazing. What a sight for me naked. Gazing from a view so in awe, watching its beauty. Mars' precious image is an outer space ruby. Full moon flashing, no caption for what is coming. New flirt that worked, thoughts now, running into something. Retrograde posted up, spiritual billboard, end month. Don't know what's in the front, better understand who won. Pure natural order within a force greater than us. Strange to us is the cusp, transformation of a trust. Entering a form that's pretty warm outside the norm. Make sure you send away from home and set a better tone. Experience of knowing who is and who isn't. May the heart find a tenant, lose the memory of remnants. Past path never lasts, change route on all course. Resolutions are a coin toss, enjoy what's truly yours.
That's what's up.
Masterpiece. Yeah.
Wow, Kang, this has been an awesome show. It really
has.
Yeah,
definitely. We made it. No.
That's what I be saying silently.
Look, you started off with that great music vibes and everything, and then we entered the poetry realm and just knocked it out the box on that. You know what I mean, all these beautiful poets coming through, you know what I'm saying, rocking with us. Hey, it's like JD's on Mama. We made it.
Right. That's what's up.
Yeah. Thank you for co-hosting with me and just sharing the limelight with me. I ain't even gonna say co-hosting. Thanks for hosting along with me, and we getting it done all the time. So I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I ain't even gonna throw the co-host out there that hosting with me on that.
Oh, that's what's up.
Resonate
with
one entity through this epiphany superforce.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for allowing me in this space. You know, I appreciate it.
You're
welcome. Really enjoy it. You know, I really, really do. So I'm going to say this to everybody. Thank you for coming through. Those that listen and streamed online, those amazing pieces of poetry that you brought, you know, continuing to support us. And King, I'm going to leave you to take us out with a song, right?
All right. Peace out, everybody. Catch y'all next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. King and Queen's Court is with me and LaPearl and Negra. And we out of here.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician, Lately this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life. That I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but all my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
Yeah. First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy, so somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
Yeah, all my old
age. The biggest blessing, my nigga, is just pass away from old age and shit.
All this time,
Dirk, respect my nigga. I pray for you, my dog. You been through a lot of shit, my boy. I know God gonna bless you.
No.
Just keep your head on straight. Stay out the bullshit. Stay out the bullshit. No matter what, stay out the bullshit, my nigga. You too rich, you too blessed. You too solid. Feel me?